The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, in breaking news this morning, the convicted paedophile Bill Keneally has died in prison while serving a sentence for historic abuse of boys in Waterford. Jason Clancy is a survivor of the serial abuser, and Jason joins me on the line now. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Claire.
You heard this news this morning in the last little while, I'm sure, like the rest of us. How does it make you feel?
Yeah, I suppose it's just more closure, really, you know. I think for us, you know, as you know, the commission report came out last week or whatever, which gave us closure, and I suppose this just gives us extra closure now as well. It's like everything has come to full circle, you know. I don't feel anything really, you know. I'm not jumping up and down that he's dead. I'm not delighted. Equally, I'm not sad, you know. It's just, It is what it is. His life came to an end. And to be honest with you, I think may the devil have mercy on his soul.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking back to, it was 2013, wasn't it, when you made that complaint against him that led to the Garda investigation. It has been such a huge long-running thing, a long-running part of your life, up to the point where you had that meeting with the Minister for Justice in the last couple of days. And you mentioned at the start that this brings some element of closure. Does it draw a line under anything for you today?
No, it does. Look, I think, you know, not just today, because he's dead. I think, you know, certainly last week, I think, is where, you know, the line was really drawn for me anyway. I think up to last Tuesday, when the report was released, I mean, up to that point, for the last 13 years, it was always, you know, I was saying that they did this to us, they did that, you know. Whereas when the report came out, it's now the judge saying, yes, you know, they did this to you and the state or whatever, you know, the Gardaí. So, you know, it was just total vindication. So the line was drawn, to be honest with you, last week for me. And I think today's news is just, look, it's just confirmation for me as well that the whole thing has come full circle and that there's closure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I suppose, look, he did what he did, and he's just going to have to face the music, his maker now, and that's it, really, you know.
Just going back to what was said at that meeting, I know you were very happy, if I can use that word, after the meeting with Jim O'Callaghan, because he apologised to you in the meeting. He also said the state apology is coming.
Yes, and like that's huge for us, really, you know, a state apology, because, you know, we do deserve it. I think what was done to us was terrible. I mean, it ruined a lot of our lives, you know. And
it could have been stopped, you know. That's clear from the report.
That's it. 1985, and a boy went into the Garda station, you know, and made a complaint, and they asked him to leave. You know, they could have, and if they had stopped him then, you know, Bill Canadian's own evidence said that if they had gone and searched his house and his car, they would have found the naked photographs of us, the Jim, you know, the blindfolds, the handcuffs, everything that he was using, the photographs of us. You know, they would have stopped it there and then, instead of him going on to do some of the most horrendous things, you know, to young boys in Waterford, it would have all been stopped and we would have been saved, you know. I said I probably wouldn't be talking to you here on the radio this morning, you know, if they did their jobs. But look, it is what it is now, and we can't turn the clock back. But certainly with this new legislation that the government have committed to bringing in as well, hopefully this will stop anything like this happening again in the future. So
this is the criminal offence, Jason, is it, for misconduct in public office?
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, so we're really proud, because, you know, if we can get this legislation in because of all the work we've done, look, kids, future kids will you know, they have a better chance of this not happening again, you know, because there will be consequences now for misconduct in public office, or people trying to, you know, cover this kind of stuff up, you know.
Did you feel fully vindicated when the report was published, Jason, and not until that point.
Oh yeah, it was. I felt fully vindicated. I think we all did when the report came out. Certainly not vindicated up until that point. Yeah, I mean, it took, you know, it's, we need to hear it from the judge, that saying, yes, you are correct in what you were alleging. Like, I drafted an 80,000 word dossier in 2016 and presented it to the Minister for Justice. And that's how we got this inquiry in the first place.
That was Charlie Flanagan, was it, at the time?
It was Helen, or Frances Fitzgerald. It was Frances Fitzgerald that mm-hmm. gave the inquiry, and then Charlie Flanagan then replaced Frances Fitzgerald and he dealt with it. But, you know, that dossier stacked up, you know, the allegations we made in it, they stacked up, you know, but it's not until, you know, the judge's report, the commission report say, yes, you're correct. This is what they did. This is how they did it. You know, so it's only then that you do feel vindicated, you know.
We had a conversation on the programme a few weeks ago about people who campaign for new access to new drugs, which is a completely different thing. But we were talking about the toll that it takes on you when you decide to go public with something that is very personal and very private.
Yeah.
Do you ever regret making that decision? Because I know, and I saw in the local paper, there was an editorial about how everybody owes you, you know, so much gratitude for doing what you're doing. And there is all of that, but it does undoubtedly, I would imagine, take a huge toll on you and your family.
Oh, look, it has. I mean, look, it's taken a huge toll on me and my family. Like, over the last 2 years, like, I've spent about, I think it's about 8 months in St. Patrick's psychiatric hospital in Dublin. You know, it just wore me down in the end, you know, and my family as well. Like, I mean, my family, my wife, I'm in counselling, my wife's in counselling, I've four children, three of them are in counselling, the youngest isn't. Just affected everyone, you know, and it's just so hard, you know, and it went on so long that was, I think, I just ran out of steam, I suppose, you know, and it just went on too long, but it has had a huge effect on us, you know, on our family. And like, we went out for a family meal last night, you know, it was the first time, you know, that we could just all take a deep breath and say, you know, this is over now, and it was lovely, you know. But it's, you know, I've always said that Keneally cloud was always in our house, you know, for the last 13 years, but it's gone now. It's definitely gone now, you know, and we're so looking forward as a family to the future, you know.
God, it's an incredible coincidence that you went out for that meal last night and then you've this news this morning that he's dead.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's so strange. It really, really is, you know, and as well as, it's like the universe have given us closure, you know. The report came out last week, so that, you know, that's closed off, and then Bill Keneally passed away, and it's just, everything is kind of just closing off for us now, you know, which is great, really, to be honest with you, you know. Yeah, just looking forward to the future now, you know.
Glad to hear it, Jason, and thanks for talking to us this morning. I know it's never easy to do it, but it is good to talk to you, and it's good to hear that.
It's lovely. And listen, it's so good for you as well to be taking such an interest, because it raises such awareness for kids and everything, you know, to put their hand up or whatever if they're ever, God forbid, in a situation like that. So thank you as well for all the coverage that you've done, because it's great.
Not at all. And that's what we're here for. Jason, thanks so much. That's Jason Clancy, who is a survivor of Bill Keneally. And we're speaking to Jason with the news that Bill Keneally has died overnight in prison while serving that 19-year sentence for historical abuse of boys in Waterford. And if you've been affected by anything raised in this interview, you can call the National 24-Hour Rape Crisis Helpline. The number is 1-800-77-8888. 1-800-77-8888.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.